A Nanaimo man sentenced to 15 years for drug trafficking has successfully appealed his convictions and his case will need to be retried. Keen Trung Pham, who was found guilty in 2024 of 10 offenses related to drugs and guns, won his appeal, with the judgment coming down September 17 in Vancouver in the BC Court of Appeal. Justice Joyce DeWitt Van Austin, in her written reasons for the court's judgment, determined that employees of a Nanaimo shipping company, by setting aside packages for RCMP seizure, may have acted as state agents, and that the BC Supreme Court judge erred in his analysis of the employee's role. The investigation started in 2019 when Canadian Border Services Agency officers in Richmond intercepted two packages containing methamphetamine bound for New Zealand that had been shipped from a depot in Nanaimo. After RCMP looped in the shipping company, the employees began setting aside the packages from the sender, who was a passenger in vehicles driven by Pham. The seizures and searches of packages set aside at the shipping company led to searches of two of Pham's residences in Nanaimo. At one residence, on Summerhill Place, which the trial judge said appeared to be rented for the very purpose of drug trafficking, police located 177 grams of fentanyl, 28 grams of cocaine, semi-automatic handguns and a shotgun. The trial judge found that the employees at the shipping company were going about their normal business, which included refusing to ship illegal goods. However, the appeal court found that that analysis fails to account for their evidence that but for the involvement of the RCMP they would not have refused to ship the packages, developed a plan to covertly intercept and retain those packages for police retrieval, divulged otherwise private information about previous shipments, attempted to make observations that would assist the police with identifying the shippers, or had police surveillance operating from within the depot. The appeals court judgment concluded that a new trial is the appropriate remedy, so that a trial judge can make findings specific to the state agency concerns, and then assess what, if any, impact those conclusions carry for the constitutionality of next steps taken in the police investigation, including subsequent searches and seizures.